From the Tunis Times, Tottenham Spring sweeps Britain. Cameron regime totters. By our London staff, Al Jazz FM.
For the third night running, the streets of London and many other cities were filled with angry crowds of protesters in the greatest challenge to Britain's conservative ruling order for decades. The protesters, mainly young and coordinated by social media such as Twitter, seemed fearless in confronting Britain's hated police force as they burned buildings, ransacked shops, and attacked news reporters. What was most impressive about the demonstrators was the articulacy with which they listed their demands. One told me,
"We want free trainers, free mobiles, free plasma TVs, and any loose cash you've got in the till, bruv!"
As I watched the crowd of happy, smiling 13-year-olds experiencing the newfound freedom of liberating the goods from the shelves of Currys, it was only too obvious that many of London's policemen were more than sympathetic to the demonstrators. I saw dozens of officers standing back, doing nothing but simply watching the protesters walk off down the street carrying huge piles of expensive electronic equipment as they shouted their exuberant slogan, "It's all free stuff, innit it." Make no mistake, the British uprising is one of the most significant political developments in the history of the Western world. It can only be days now before these brave young revolutionaries force Cameron and his corrupt clique of cronies to flee the country and seek asylum in a friendly Arab country such as Libya.